Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey Guardians, welcome to episode 68 of Fireteam Chat. Destin Legere is missing, but I'm your host today, Fran Mirabella, here with my lovely co-host, Sean Finnegan.
What's up? Hello, how's it going?
And CJ Gibson, the video guy.
How's it going?
He's joined the show once before when Destin was out. He's a producer here at IGN and plays a heck of a lot of Destiny, so we want to get some of his insights as well.
Too much.
Off the top, as usual, be sure that you've checked out the IGN iOS app, the Android app, PS4 app, Xbox One app, wherever you are. We would really appreciate it. Again, great apps, a great way to view IGN and view the show. So check them out. All right, topics this week. We are going to talk about, they're updating melees. Interesting.
Awesome.
You know, I think we've experienced some issues with melees, haven't we? They are also, we're going to be talking about the Iron Banner, that is, because that's this week. It ends next Tuesday. And then lastly, if we have time, we're going to be talking about just how the game's been going for us. We're 2 weeks in. So let's start with the first topic. Melee fixes are abound. There wasn't a lot in the Bungie Weekly update, but this was the big focus.
This is a big one. Yeah. I mean, how many – do you guys have any personal experience with whiffing melees or having melees not connect?
Yeah, let's start with that question. Do you guys have a problem with melee in PvP?
All the time. Like, I play a Titan, and in spite of being the class that has the lowest melee range and typically has a difficult time meleeing people, I've shoulder charged many people or hit people in the face, and it just doesn't seem to take damage off of them at all.
Yeah.
Like, or I'll shoot a person a few times – enough to take their shield off, and then I'll run up to them and hit them, and they take no damage at all, and then I just die.
And so I'm like, no damage.
Yeah, every once in a while, stuff like that will happen, and it's super frustrating. And it's the worst when you like perfectly time a shoulder charge so that you're sprinting around a corner, you see someone, you shoulder charge right into them and hit them in the face, and then they just look at you and shoot you with a shotgun, and it does no damage. And you're like, what is that?
Yeah,
so happens.
It'll be interesting to see if it fixes that, because there is this moment with Titans where you know they're coming at you, and you can see it, and you're like, all right, I can get them just before it connects, because there was a lot of latency in that like shoulder attack. But for Blade Dancers, hopefully, Hunters, you know, I don't know how many times I just stopped doing it because you connect with somebody on a melee in the middle of your super.
And is it the,
and it just doesn't connect.
Yeah, so the super is where you face most of the issue.
Oh,
it doesn't connect.
Yeah.
I've had that same problem on my Hunters. Like, there are times when I'll be Blade Dancing and I'll... You know, when you're blade dancing, you're trying to make the most of your effective time in your super, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to spend extra time making sure the dude you just hit in the face with your blade is dead. And I've had that issue where I'll run up to someone and I'll hit him and I'll turn to run away and look for the next target. And then that dude, same dude's shooting me. And I turn around and I'm like, I just hit you. Like, why are you still shooting me?
So I have a famously awesome story. I was playing Trials and, you know, Arcblade was headed my way, blade dancing on top of me. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to die. And just randomly, because of this very bug, I believe he like swiped in front of my face, and you know they get locked in the animation.
Yeah.
And I had my doctor, and I was like, and like he got stuck there, and I was like, "Oops!" Like that must have really sucked. But it was just funny to see the character's there, helpless to like, it didn't hit you because of whatever reason. And anyway, this is what the problem is. And so it's not always. And here's what they say about it. Here's what's going on.
Yeah, this is from the weekly update. This is an issue that they are addressing or have addressed or are working to address, right?
Yes. We'll give the exact dates, in fact. So basically what they say is, have you ever thrown a punch where, you know, of course, you've done that. And it didn't deal any damage. So what they've done is taken sandbox engineer John Cable, who's fixed some stuff in the past. He's well known to be helping out with the PvP stuff. And here's what he says that they're working on. When a melee attack seems like it connects, but it doesn't do any damage, this is usually a networking problem. Most commonly, it occurs where there's an issue communicating your position to other machines in the game, or if your would-be victim is having the similar problem. So John says he's tweaked some of the network logic related to player positions during melee attacks, which should help address these issues. The error can still occur because the internet isn't perfect, so they got that caveat in there. But they say that it should be better. So he goes on, you know, when a melee attack whiffs, he's basically fixed this bug where what they say gets a little complex here, but starting the target search from an incorrect position. Like, apparently that's what's going on. They say, normally we begin searching for targets from the perspective of the attacker's head. The bug would result in the target search falling short. Very much like I think that Blade Dancer example I gave. And so if the melee lunge didn't get you close enough, or if the target was moving away, your melee just wouldn't connect. So the new fix should specifically, they say, make arc blade and shoulder charge more reliable. And there will still be situations where, you know, if the target's moving away from you, it will not connect still. So, you know, it's not going to make it perfect.
That's the asterisk.
It's a caveat still.
Yeah.
Because
I know. And so it's interesting to see how this will actually play out. Because everybody, when you hear that Blade Dancer sound, nobody's going to stand there looking, going, hey, let me confront this Blade Dancer, like, straight up. So you run. And so it's interesting to see how many times you're flying in the air when somebody's in... running away, and so will that actually like fix it or do anything differently?
Yeah,
and that's the question.
But I would say reasonably, the way that Blade Dancer works, I mean, it is like it's a fast strike through. So if a target is moving in the right way, I mean, I think you should be allowed to get away from it. I mean,
but there's times where it makes direct impact contact. You hear the sound. You're right in front of the guy. Mm-hmm. And
your controller vibrates.
Your controller vibrates. You know you've hit something, and you just kind of see them go whoop, and then doctrine of passing in the head.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's the piece they say they're fixing.
So. Yeah, and I can totally understand how that is because, like, in games like Destiny or any of the really fast first-person shooters where it's competitive and, like, very timely, if there's any sort of amount of, like, latency, even that affects it. And to add in this idea that there's been this tracking bug where they're basing how far you can swing on your character's position, right?
Yeah.
But if your position is moving away and there's a little bit of latency and theirs is moving away and there's a little bit of latency, all of a sudden that is like kind of a gap that makes up for about a foot or two and you can miss or whiff a melee. And for the on the machine side of things, on the server side of things, it doesn't even register. You know, I can see why that is.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's reasonable that it's happening, but it sucks either way. And so, hey, they're making an effort to fix it. It's one of those things like anything. You got to play it to judge it. We will know more when. So here's what they say. The next update, which is May 3rd, update 2.2.02, I believe, which is at 10 a.m. Pacific on May 3rd. It's really just minor bug fixes. They're tweaking some stuff. They want to see what that does to the environment. Like always, they're cautious not to like change too much at once. They didn't really have too many details on that. In terms of what it's going to be. So it's not until May 10th that these melee fixes will happen. So we actually still have about a week and a half or whatever it is until we're going to be able to test this out. Again, that goes live at 10 a.m. May 10th Pacific time in terms of these melee fixes.
And honestly, like, it is an issue that players have had. So I'm sure if you played Destiny a lot or Crucible a lot specifically, you've ran into this issue once or twice. But it's not as if it's like a rampant issue where it's happening all the time. Most of my melees land, and it just becomes frustrating when it's during a super or something, or it's a key part of the match that you really want to be getting these kills, and it happens. That's all.
Well, that's the worst part on the Blade Dancer side. Like, you have to build all that up and spend the currency to do it, and when you miss, oh man, that just hurts. There's no recourse for quite some time in the match anyway. So it'll be nice to see that they're fixing that stuff. Good to see they're always trying to fix it. I can say on the Warlock side, I've had mostly only the issues where, you know, you double Warlock someone and you both hit each other, and it's like sometimes you die first and there can be issues there, but like threw the
I
punch
can't
first.
Even imagine.
And so, anyway, there's like latency with that, and you've talked about other stuff, right, where you thought that you hit them and like nothing happened. And that does happen a little bit on the Warlock side. I don't know how much this is going to affect it. It seems like that was the least of the issues because
it's not quite the Hunter struggle.
I know. I was going to say the reach of Warlock, you know, and they buffed Titans a bit, right? Wasn't it? But it still seems to be an issue. It's just a little.
Yeah, they buffed the range on the melee a little bit. It's not even noticeable. Yeah.
But the point is Warlocks are in pretty good shape when it comes to punching.
You're okay. So. It's the lunge distance. I mean, that's the thing too, right? That point of connection where you think you're going to lunge and you don't. I mean, yeah, as a Titan, it's super frustrating. As a Hunter, when you're in a super with your Blade Dancer, it's frustrating. So hopefully it addresses those things. So.
I just hate the shoulder charge. I don't think you should be able to run at someone, even with their little like things that happen in terms of timing you out with that move. It's way too powerful. I'm sorry.
It's not.
I shoulder charge is not. Constantly. It is. If you're
a Warlock. You're the only class in the game who can survive a shoulder charge.
With a flame shield.
Oh,
you don't
use the flame shield?
No, I do.
Flame shield. But it's the most OP thing in the game.
No, they changed it a bit. Anyway, without going too far down the path, I'm just saying, I think shoulder charge needs to be looked at. I constantly, beginning of every match that there's
I don't even run shoulder charge.
Okay. But a ton of people do, and they just run at you.
No, but that's the thing is, like, those guys are noobs because you know it's coming. Like, you can, they light up. Like, we light up when we're about to shoulder charge someone. So just pull out that shotgun.
I don't have a shotgun.
There it is.
What? Oh, see, like, that's your fault then.
This is what I'm talking about. I have to run shotgun because you're going to run at me and melee me. I mean, like, the melee is way too powerful.
Okay, well, what are you using? A sniper or a fusion?
It depends. I like fusion snipers. I run shotgun sometimes. I'm just saying it shouldn't, like, I shouldn't have to, like, have a bunch of Titans running.
You're just
at
saying the cooldown of it maybe should be adjusted because it does happen really quickly. You're able to use it.
I just think
amount.
It shouldn't be that powerful to take you out in one hit. I mean, that's just a lot.
No, definitely. Yeah. That's why it's called a Striker Titan.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, right?
They can't punch, so, you know, I mean, that's
maybe the comparison would be this, right? With a Warlock, you can stick someone with a grenade and they're toast.
You can do that with a Hunter, too.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's right. Yep. And so that's right, with the trip mine. You have that ability to one-shot someone. I just feel like the way it works was like running at someone, it is less skill-based, and now I don't run Titans, full disclosure. It seems less skill-based because of the amount of times that it happens to me compared to everything else.
So,
to unicorn someone with the frickin' trip mine, to stick them with the grenade, unless you're right here. Right here. I was off mic. It's a lot. It's harder. I'm just saying I think it's harder. Is that fair or no?
No. So really? Here's the thing. It's like I'll tell you. I main a Titan, and shoulder charge is a lot harder to land than people think. It's still easy to just run at someone, but like you can only charge in a straight line.
Yeah.
So here's the thing is, like, if you even just sidle up a little bit, or like you see someone sprinting and you just move to the side, like they're gonna clip you and miss.
Right. So
like,
that's what's interesting, and maybe this is the issue: is as a Warlock, not blinking, it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
There's no easy. You're literally you're like trying to get like your water pack boosting you out of the way.
Here's the other thing: and it's just, jump.
You know, it's too slow in most conditions. If you already see, by the time you see them cruising at you, unless you can just primary them out, that's the issue. Is if they get through it, you're toast, you know, especially if they have other things.
That's the thing, is like, it's supposed to be like a deadly technique in a certain range.
Yeah.
And it is, for the most part. This is the thing that I've been doing recently, though, is like, in trials or the more highly competitive modes, you're never going to make it that close to another guardian.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why, like, I ran Striker Titan shoulder charge a lot, and I found myself dying all the time.
It does not help you in trials.
Yeah.
You would
and
never
so
do that. That's
instead,
dumb.
I switched it out, and now I run Max Armor Titan, which is good because now I don't get one-shot by grenades, and same, I don't get one-shot by shoulder charges.
Yeah. Well, look. Yeah. I'm just jealous, but
that's what it is.
It's most 6v6. I feel like it's something to look at, but you guys out there, let us know. What do you think of the shoulder charge? I'm very curious. I have a feeling, if you run it, you like it. It doesn't seem that bad, but if you don't run it like me, you're just angry because you don't have it. So let's move on to the second topic, but thank you guys for discussing that. Okay, next topic. Iron Banner has been out. It's back. It's new for the April update.
Mm-hmm.
They made some changes to it. As a reminder, rank 0. Drops purples, legendaries. You know, you're getting good drops now. You still get packages at 3 and 5, right? But drops, great. I already got, they're selling Hacken's Hatchet, right, with an awesome roll. By the way, awesome rolls this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like perfect balance, counterbalance.
Both of the vendor rolls are really
range
good.
Rangefinder on Hacken's Hatchet, I believe. And then they're selling Tormod's Bellows with 3 in the tube and grenades and horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
Or horseshoes and grenades. I always mix that up. It's grenades and horseshoes.
The first one.
Yeah. Man, those are two awesome roles, and I don't know if that's like intentional. I assume it is. Right?
I hope it is, right? Because here's the thing: is I've gotten a bunch of not a bunch. Let's call it two Tormod's bellows and two, maybe three Hakon's hatchets. I thought it was Hakon's. Whatever.
I don't know how to say anything in this game.
It's Hakon and Diablo three, but whatever. That auto rifle and that rocket launcher, and none of the roles have been that good so far, and so I've just been like using them to infuse my other gear until I get to rank 5, at which point I can buy both of the other ones because those are the nicest rolls anyway.
Yeah. The point is, get to rank 5. If you don't have those weapons, you want to buy these. So get a plan in place to get marks. Play trials if you must.
Plus
you
that auto rifle, like trials. A lot of people are using it. Like it's good.
Oh,
it's good.
I've always liked Hakon's or Hakon's hatchet or whatever. better that way.
The hatchet.
Hacking at you with the hatchet, right? I've liked it a lot because I got crowd control and something else on mine, which it was during the week of Rift and everybody was in a crowd. And it was just like destroying. And I had Doctrine at the time too, but just with the range perks and stuff. So it's really good. It's a great
auto. It is very good. Like, I think it's weird because now I've been seeing, and I don't know if it's just because of Iron Banner or just the composition of players out there who are using weapons and experimenting with weapons, but I've seen everything from Hakon's hatchet to Suros to Doctrine. I've seen Midas out there. I've seen Hawkmoons. I've seen Last Words. Like, it's crazy.
Yes, because they rebalanced the weapons. I'm only laughing, Shook, because you mentioned Last Word. Like, you did it with a smile.
Oh, it's annoying, dude.
But like, there's some irony here, which is, if we can take a moment to really dig into that topic. They nerfed Last Word, so you hate it. But they've changed a lot of things, and you see players are now using Hawkmoon again. They're using other stuff. Don't you like, isn't that, that's kind of nice.
It's cool to see variation out there, but I think that like, anytime there's a sort of like change to the sandbox or the weapon sandbox specifically, or weapon tuning, whatever you want to call it, like there's that period of time when you're trying to experiment and figure out what's best, but you always come to a point where you figure out what's best and then everyone's just using that.
Yep.
So like, I think you'll I think you'll start to see that, like, the wider range of guns start to fall by the wayside as people figure out what works best. Yeah.
It's too new. I haven't really heard of anything being super OP right now, though, which is interesting since the updates. Like, normally it's like immediately Thorn was like a problem, and then like Thousand Yard Stare, which is still, to be fair, it's still very OP.
It's good.
It's not OP, though.
It's not OP. It's just a
– it's strong.
Meaning it was the best option for a sniper for the most part, because you could res snipe, not a high rate of fire, but they brought out now longbow and LDR are back if you can get the roll. So I think maybe that's the difference, is I'm now not just seeing 1,000 yards for every snipe.
See, here's the thing, is like every sniper is going to one shot someone in the face. Like if you hit them in the head,
it doesn't make
it OP. You know, like it has good perks
within the game mode. I mean, trials is a different thing if you're talking about snipers and trials.
Yes,
versus
I'm talking about snipers and trials predominantly. But no, like literally just mean it's such a high impact, what I meant by that, right? If you have any damage on you, you can body. You get bodied by 1,000 yard. Even just a little bit.
Sure.
That's the difference. Because like if you have Wei Lorenz and I only have a smidge off you on primary hits that I've dealt, it's not going to finish the job. But
if you want that and you have Hidden Hand on yours like I do on mine, like it really does want that headshot.
It does. Yeah.
Like,
of course it does.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's not like it's actually OP. I just mean it's overused. So it's nice to see the changes. Let's actually spend a second on snipers before we get back to discussing a few more things about Iron Banner. Zen Meteor is awesome if you're on PlayStation.
Wouldn't know.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, folks. Awesome.
Don't got it yet.
It's okay. I trade platform exclusives for a higher level of competition.
Wow.
There it is.
Comments to at @ShotByFinnegan on Twitter and here in the comments below.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's
all right, PlayStation 4 guys. We know the truth.
This is a topic for later, and we should have CJ back because huge Halo players and Call of Duty, right? I don't know if you played a lot of Call of Duty, but come
not
from
since
the world
Modern Warfare 2, but yeah.
World of Xbox, you're implying that all the Xbox players are better.
Not all. Obviously.
But
I'm just saying, like,
majority.
It's like, you have great players who come to play in the NBA who are not American, right? But overall, the American League has a higher competition level. It's the same on Xbox.
I will say this. As an Xbox guy for a long time, the tides have been shifting the last few years. So, I mean, lots of Halo 2, Halo 3, all the Halo games, lots of Call of Duty, and all on Xbox 360.
Well, let's see.
Moved to PS4 for Destiny and Call of Duty and a bunch of other ones. So,
let's see. Luminosity plays on PlayStation 4. So there's that. Crafty, though.
Crafty
is on both, kind of, right? Or is Crafty all PS4?
All I'm saying is, if I would, and I don't have any statistics to back this up, but if you took the top 200 players on Destiny on PS4 and matched them up with their respective teams against their counterparts, the top 200 on Xbox, I'm pretty sure the Xbox guys would roll them.
This is a good challenge. Yeah.
I would like to talk to Luminosity and friends about this.
The level of play is just higher on Xbox. It has that DNA built into it of first-person shooters.
All right. I knew that was going to be interesting. Now you've pissed off half of the people listening, which is exactly
what
I'm
not saying just because you play on PS4 that makes you bad. I'm just saying you're playing against a bunch of noobs most of the time.
Oh, no. Terrible. Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
PlayStation 4, you don't underestimate. I know you don't play a ton, but it has changed because so many people shifted over.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I agree there's a certain level of
I would have agreed with you like up to about a year ago, 100%. Mm. And a lot of the games previous to, 2014, that was very much the case.
Okay.
But,
so,
exception for Destiny.
Cool topic. Let's get back to snipers just really fast. I'm really happy with the sniper changes. CJ was upset with them apparently. Mm. What they did, right? Like the snapshot and just the how quickly you look down sights and the zoom range, they've definitely been nerfed. I feel like I'm not getting sniped quite as much, but I'm still getting sniped, so I don't notice it. And I like using snipers still, but I was never amazing. Maybe starting with CJ, you're really angry.
A little bit, yeah. Right? I mean, and what Sean said, whenever you adjust stuff to the sandbox where it affects the way the game feels, it's one thing to take damage and adjust it, but when you tweak how a sniper zooms in and the way it moves a little bit, that's a huge
mental, psychological change.
And
muscle memory.
Mm-hmm. So Defiance of Yasmin. Don't like it.
You loved it before.
I loved it. It's that half second that there's a couple frames of when it zooms in, and it's just I can't get in quite as fast. And you notice that on... No, you noticed that on a bunch of snipers. Was that ever a problem, though? It's no.
Yes, it was. No, I got sniped so much by Yasmin and high aim assist snipers.
I know.
And, I'm not an awesome sniper. And, again, sure, I'm jealous. But if you're a good sniper, and maybe that's the point here, you have to readjust how it's done, and it's annoying. But I'm still getting sniped a ton. And I'm actually sniping a ton with, Zen Meteor's been great.
I just don't think it was something that, I don't know, were people complaining about how OP snipers were? I don't think they were before they... It just seemed why fix it if it wasn't broken,
Within context of the damage in trials in certain game types with res sniping and stuff like that.
We'll see, but that's something that I was just about to get to that because they made res sniping even worse.
In a way, yeah.
I get res sniped more now than I did before.
Feels about the same to me.
Because now there's more snipers that can do it.
I actually feel like I'm getting away more by ducking. I always would try
that. Oh, I spam B.
Yeah, I spam.
Which is my duck button.
Ducking below.
Yeah. And I'm I'm always asking my teammates for a push. We have highly coordinated res push people, spamming the duck and stuff. I died 8 times in one trials round just to res sniping. And I was furious.
He's sit down. Get good.
Yeah.
Please.
It's just ridiculous. And I was thanks, Bong Guy. You made it.
You should thank your teammate for continually resing.
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying.
They were trying, man.
Stop it.
But it's a last resort. Anyway, I'm happy with the sniper stuff overall.
Lukewarm for now.
Longbow's great.
We'll see.
Low magazine, by the way. You've heard a lot about Longbow, probably. Awesome. I actually got it with Short Gaze and something else really good that I'm blanking on right now.
Yeah, I mean,
Also affecting the sniper's changes, just the amount of special that you're picking up out of boxes and acquiring from ammo crates.
Firefly.
I always feel like I don't have enough special. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, well, when I use
When
I use the wrong weapon. So, I have a rescue mag in my Ash Raven's Flight, the Fusion, which is awesome. I know. I always bring it back.
Loves it.
The rescue mag. I love. You get damage. It really is helpful now, by the way. If you get rescue mag, look for it on the right type, shotties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it drops on snipers. I've never seen it. But it's great. But yeah, when I run around with longbow, it's a disaster. When you get special ammo, you only get three.
Yeah. Three bullets from each thing.
Unless you're wearing additional ammo stuff.
Yeah.
But it's good. I mean, from a standpoint of what they did to change trials of not starting with any ammo and then having some game types where you did start with ammo, I think this is kind of a nice balance.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, yes, special is still special.
Yeah.
I mean, again, as a Plan C, fusion rifle, diehard guy, I'm always looking for more ammo. But it makes you, look for the vests and the perks and all that stuff to, those extra couple bullets that you do get, with a vest or a chest piece and legs is beneficial now. So you've got to pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm pretty happy overall. So sorry I took us off of the topic, which was Iron Banner. One quick note. They actually, if you didn't hear about this, they had a little reset, oopsie, at 10 a.m. you were still ranked 5 if you were from the last time. And so you could just go in and buy the stuff from the vendor. And they had to quickly go in. And so some people, though, that wasn't an issue. They got their rep reset after about a half hour later. Bungie apologizes for that, but obviously had to fix and make sure that everybody was on the same playing field.
Just playing at 10 a.m.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people tweeting at me and Destin, probably yeah, even you, that were just like, hey, are you guys still ranked 5? I was like, I haven't logged in yet, yeah, but that sounds like a bug. Yeah.
Good for you guys. But anyway, overall Iron Banner, final thoughts. I mean, it's the same Iron Banner with all these new weapon changes, and it was Clash, or is Clash, I should say. Like, I dig it. The drops are great. I've gotten, like, 2 Hackens hatches. I'm seeing – I need boots to drop at 335, by the way. I'm seeing everybody get high-level stuff. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Like, the reward for playing, it seems really high. I hope it stays that way because I'm just happy to play.
I am, too. I was just going to say, though, I don't like Clash.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We talked about that last week.
No, but I mean, like, it's funny because last week I said I liked Clash, but now that I'm realizing an Iron Banner where people are, like, basically, you know, that's the try-hard mode. People run with 6 players. They work together. And, man, it is – Clash is annoying, dude. Like,
well, it's
different, annoying.
Yeah, it's a different game. There's no central location heat map, so it does change the dynamics of a lot of maps, and especially when you're playing
– And that is what makes it hard.
And that's the reason is, like, when you're working – I usually work in pairs with my teams. Like, we'll have – you know, it's 6 of us, and we're all working together, but usually it's we go with the buddy system, right? And we'll just have – we'll be attacking or holding down a location, and then people just spawn behind us, or they will have ran around the whole other side of the map and ended up behind us. And it's just, like, that doesn't happen in control because you're all drawn to 3 different points on the map. And it's just, like – I don't know. It's a little bit more random when you're just aiming to kill people as opposed to controlling points.
I get your point. Like, when teams are very organized like that, you have 2 walls of people, like, running at each other, team-shotting each other, and you can't, like, say, grab C and A and get them split up. Mm-hmm. Control gives you that. It forces them to, like, split up, and you don't quite have that option. But I don't run into that as much. So, meaning I don't mind it as much. Clash is fun. I like running around and not having to go to control points, but I totally – I think – No, I agree. Control is still the best mode for Iron Banner. So
the algorithm within the drop seems to be really awesome as well. Yeah. Like, I've barely got anything that I have duplicates of. There's a bunch of times where I'm, like, cashing stuff in now. If it's a purple engram or, you know, exotic, it's something different.
And you mean from Banner?
Yeah. It just in general, there's a bunch of different things dropping at just incrementally higher light. So
than you've ever gotten before.
Yeah, which is nice.
Coincidence then.
Maybe.
Because I've already gotten 2 Hackens hatchets, and the main things I've gotten are 2 more Hackens hatchets.
Oh, okay.
So the theory doesn't hold up with me.
Okay. Well.
But no, I get
it. In general, though, I'm saying overall, the drops seem to be, positive versus getting the same thing every time. For me, personally.
I'm just adding a caveat. I got different roles.
Yeah.
So maybe that's that. But this was the same weapon. So I don't know that is actually a factor in it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But it could be either, honestly. Yeah. And, you know, that's RNG for you. Sure. All right. Let's move on. Spend a very short amount of time on our last topic before we end today's show. We're 2.5 weeks in, roughly, since the April update. We had a lot of theories, a lot of thoughts. We talked a little bit about it last week, but we've got Banner, we've got some of our chroma, we've played Prison of Elders and Challenge of Elders. What do you guys think so far? What's the road? What have you enjoyed is the question, actually. I'm mostly focused on that. Has it delivered? What's the good stuff? Have you got good drops you are, like, super happy with? And then the road ahead. Are you chasing something? What are you excited for with the April update?
So I think the biggest thing for me has been the infusion mechanic. It just feels like now I can guarantee myself a path to where I need to go. And I've been seeing my light level increase just like every little bit every time I do something, which is great. I like Challenge of Elders. I like the little scoring system. It feels a little arcadey. It's on the easy side, but it's just kind of nice to zone out and know that you can do cool stuff like that. What else have I liked? I like the Desolate gear, and I like the Spectar gear, and I just like Chroma. It's like new customization, which is like half of what Destiny is. It's like making sure you look really, really cool. That's basically what I like. Oh, weapons. Yeah, like I like that kind of auto rifles are back. They're not scout rifle level, but there are good ones out there that you can use, and I like that weapon type a lot just because I was a year 1 Destiny guy, like in the Suros era.
Yeah.
And I long for the return of something like that.
And you missed Hawkmoon.
Missed Hawkmoon. I'll miss Zen Meteor. Yeah, it's dumb. But I think those are, I'm chasing a really, really good auto rifle right now. Like, I have a few decent ones, but I'm looking for that Doctrine of Passing.
Oh yeah.
Looking to hit rank 5 so I can get that Hakan's hatchet with the good roll.
The Lighthouse run.
And more importantly, I'm looking for that return to Last Word.
Well, that's no.
Give the buff back.
I just want to know. Yeah, turn the knife in there one more time. But like, this is just about the April update. So CJ, same question. Yeah, I mean, we've already kind of talked about how we like the infusion system. We like that. It was more about like gear drops and like just what you've experienced and got out of it. Like, do you feel good? And what have you gotten? And what are you chasing?
Yeah, I mean, so again, with the whole algorithm thing, I just got Jade Rabbit. I mean,
oh, first time.
For first time, which is weird of all the hours I've played.
Long time fan, first time user.
Yeah, exactly. I still don't have a Truth.
So you don't?
What?
Yeah, and that's crazy. I mean, so Truth I've only gotten once and I've kept it. It's a rocket launcher that I love, so that's going to 335.
It's the best rocket launcher for PvP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, I mean, you know, as a big hand cannon, fusion rifle guy, I have my IS Luna. That's my I call it poor man's Hawk Moon. But with luck in the chamber, rifle barrel, the range on it is absurd.
But wait, did it get better? Because you've already had it.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's even Hawk Moon. Like, some of those just feel like they got a little buff to range.
Okay.
So in general,
April update is what I'm focused on.
Yes.
So it feels even better.
Feels better. You already bragged about it.
That's why I interrupted.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, it's even better?
And Plan C and all those fusion rifles with stability issues. Yeah. Thiessen, my favorite, but I've been returning to Plan C. It's the hip fire. It's just the way it feels and moves. So all the things that they kind of nerfed for the beginning of 2, they kind of unnerfed and buffed back into this update. And so, yeah, super happy. I'll adjust to the snipers, but happy overall.
So for me, I'm really happy overall that, these balances just feel better. But in terms of additional weapons and stuff that they've put in, I actually got back Leith Noblesse or whatever, which is like, a weapon from, the queen or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's actually really close to Tlaloc, the exclusive, warlock scout, the exotic, which is awesome. So it's actually a really good change out. It hits like a truck. It's slow rate of fire, but it's really nice. And if you get the right roll, I would actually hang on to that one and check it out. But I'm finding myself using it as an alternative because I really like Tlaloc. Likewise, just fusions being back. I already liked them, but Ashraven's Flight, which I always mention on the show, I'm having a great time with using it more. Zen Meteor, I know you can't have it. I'm not trying to rub it in, Sean. It does suck though. But totally awesome addition, a new weapon that I like using. And so that's the point. I'm like using way more weapons because of all these balances, and I'm enjoying using them. Like, I just got Lord of Wolves. I'm going to be using that and so on. Like, where before I pretty much had like 2 loadouts. Didn't change much. So I'm just happy to see new weapons. So I'm chasing probably – I would like a better drop on my longbow, but I did get it with Firefly and Short Gaze, which is a really nice drop. But I've always wanted Shadow Price. I never had Shadow Price. And so I do feel that, urge to play, urge to chase. I want the Desolate Sword. I haven't grabbed it yet, easy it is to get, actually. So
that's just doing the mission, right?
Yeah.
The story mission?
Yeah, I've been like, I'll get to it later. Because I'm having so much fun. I hop in prison with my friends all the time. So the point is, we're 2.5 weeks in. I still stand by about a month through it or whatever. I think that's probably good. We'll have to check in then. Is there more to give? That's going to be really close to E3, by the way, where we should see some new announcements. So maybe very well timed with that. As this fizzles a little, they'll talk about that. They'll talk about when SRL comes back, maybe. I'm just speculating.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
But we shall see. So I'm still having fun is the point, despite the fact that I kind of complained it's just prison over and over and it's a few bosses. But there's enough to chase, enough to do that I'm having fun with.
And even the bounties and the way those are updated. There's just a bunch of little things like that that are tweaks. And you're like, okay, the bounty system and, just certain – they're different again, which is nice. They're not the same bounties week to week. So
cool.
That's kind of stuff's nice.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today's show. A couple final announcements to make. If you didn't catch it, last week we launched the Fireteam Chat channel on YouTube. So if you surf on YouTube, be sure to check it out over there, a place for all of us to hang out. We're in there. We're also doing some additional clips now with Fireteam Chat as part of the show, whether it's a quick Let's Play or a gameplay clip, and we'll be adding to that. So check it out and let us know what you think. And again, as always, check out the apps. Leave us reviews if you're on, podcast and so on. And thank you guys and girls and everyone out there so much for following us all this time. It's hard to believe it's episode 68. We're almost through year 2. I mean, it's a year and a half, but we've come a long way, and it's great to have this community. And Destin, thank you for being on vacation. I'm having a great time hosting, but please enjoy yourself.
And I get a spot.
And CJ gets a
Thanks,
spot.
Buddy.
This guy's always wanted to be on the show, so he really appreciates it. So, Sean, where can they find you out there if they want to reach you?
Follow me on Xbox Live and on Twitter at ShotByFinnegan. I'm always looking for people to play Crucible with and Halo with, so if you want to add me up, send me a message. Let's play.
Cool. CJ?
At Gibson Films on Twitter, and I'm on the lowly PlayStation 4 console at The Video Guy with underscores in between.
That's right. And I'm FM3 on Xbox One and PlayStation. You can follow me there. I'm at Fran Mirabella on most platforms, and I occasionally stream as well at /FM3_ on Twitch, because you can't have three you can't have three characters in that name. So, as we always say, until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.